Yes, I am. Actually, the directive on wastewater systems is 26 years old. It came in 1991. Ireland did not implement directive, and the Commission already took us to court back in 2005 for a number of towns, larger towns like Bray and Tramore and towns like that. Subsequently, the work was done in places like that, but because now Ireland has not upgraded wastewater systems in perhaps some smaller towns and regions, basically there's 10 in Donegal from Buncrana to Bundoran, the European Commission is taking us back to court again because we have, in some cases, raw sewage entering our waters, and in other cases, a very deficient wastewater systems. And I think, Catherine, one of the things that annoyed me most about all of this is that when this directive was put in place, after that, Ireland received billions of euro from the EU to upgrade their wastewater systems in a fund called the Cohesion Fund. Now, the reason we could get the Cohesion Fund was because what they call our wealth, our GDP levels were below, you know, a certain percentage. Now, the truth of it is, it was the border, Midlands and West whose levels were very low, and they brought the whole country down under that level. But instead of spending that money, largely in the area, if you like, that earned it, which is the border, Midlands and West, it was basically almost all of it spent in the large cities like Dublin and Cork. And places like Donegal, the wastewater systems in 10 towns and regions now are defective or are non-operational, and we're being taken to court 27 years after the legislation was put in place.
Now, we know that Donegal featured as one of the highest in this report. And you're basically saying that if the county is not prioritised by government, this will continue.
Absolutely. It must be prioritised. I mean, I spoke to the commission yesterday. I mean, I've spoken to them many, many times about this issue. And I was told, again, just going back to the money that was spent, that probably the biggest funding from the Cohesion Fund ever to any project, or certainly one of the biggest, was the upgrading of Dublin. And look, that's fine. Dublin needs its upgrading. But what happens to the rest of the country? And as I said, counties like Donegal, whose GDP was so low that it allowed the whole country to be under a certain level to get that money. And where was the money spent? That's why absolute priority has to be given to counties. I think Donegal and Cork are the worst two, but to Donegal, to upgrade the wastewater systems. The people there deserve to have sewage systems that work and to be able to drink clean water. I mean, it's scandalous it has gone this far without the necessary investment and the neglect of certain places. And I mean, yes, we still have a little bit of time. The court case isn't going to happen tomorrow, but it will happen over the next 2 to 3 years. If we lose it, and we will, unless we upgrade our wastewater systems, we are looking at very significant fines up front and daily fines after that. And this is not scaremongering, as I said. This is, I may have said 27, 26 years after the directive came into force, and we are still not just non-compliant, you know, the number of areas where our wastewater systems are not functioning, especially in places like Donegal, is just completely unacceptable. So all of this is facing us. And unless action is taken, both to speed up the planning system, to make it more efficient, and also to put the resources in, there will be a judgment against us in the court and we will be fined. This is mandatory.